Have you ever been called weird? Same. And honestly, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Welcome back to Real Talk No Filter. I'm AJ, and today we're celebrating the glorious, messy, magical thing that makes you, you. Your weirdness, your quirks, your I laugh at my own jokes energy, your I talk to my plants vibe, your I still quote Vine in 2025 personality. Because somewhere along the way, we were told to tone it down. Don't be so loud. Don't be so emotional. Don't be so you. But here's the truth. The world doesn't need more copies. It needs originals. Your weirdness is your flavor, your edge, your spark. It's the thing that makes people say, I don't know what it is about them, but I like it. Think about it. Every icon, every trailblazer, every person who changed a game, they were weird. Lady Gaga wore a meat dress. Steve Jobs was obsessed with calligraphy. Lizzo plays the flute and twerks at the same time. Weird? Yes. Legendary? Absolutely. So if you ever felt like you don't fit in, maybe you're not supposed to. Maybe you're meant to stand out, to shake things up, to be the person that walks into a room and makes people say, "Whoa, who is that?" And let's be real, your quirks are what make you lovable. Your laugh that sounds like a cartoon character. Your obsession with niche documentaries. Your ability to quote SpongeBob in serious conversations. So here's your permission slip. Be weird, be loud, be soft, be bold, be you. Because the right people will never ask you to shrink. They'll ask you to shine brighter. Thanks for tuning in, fam. If this episode made you feel seen, share it with fellow weirdos. Follow me at Sushi Ayushi and let's keep celebrating what makes us different. Until next time, stay weird, stay wild, and remember, your weirdness isn't a flaw, it's your superpower.